This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking to all of our listeners here, hanging out at Buffalo's Cafe in Cumming. It's Dukes and Bell. Got some Tech fans up at the bar as well. We were just talking about Tech. He goes, y'all talk Tech yet? I said, no, but we will.
We were talking Tech pre-show. We had the pre-show show at the bar earlier. Yeah.
And he says, man, I'm a huge Tech fan. He goes, you know, if we win, we don't play like another ranked team until like Georgia.
Easy now, easy. Because
he's just saying.
But that's the Tech thing. Whether it was
he's just saying.
O'Leary was probably the last coach, and even O'Leary would probably lose some teams he's not supposed to. But Chan Gailey did that. Certainly, you know, maybe you could argue that Paul Johnson was more, you know, consistent. But yeah, Tech losing a game they're not supposed to and winning a game they're not supposed to—that's been too much of that. At least in my time in Atlanta, I would love to see them get Clemson. I think you can be. Georgia Tech's got to play a perfect game, right? I know we say that a lot on this show, but they do need to be letter perfect. How much do you trust Haynes King being able to throw the football in this game?
Well, Philo stepped in last week, did a really good job, right? You know you got a capable backup if, in fact, Haynes King is still ailing. We do not know. I like Tech a lot, man. I just told our listener at the bar, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The thing is, Klubnik, guys, he's looked average in these first two games. LSU, right, and Troy. Troy last week blitzed Klubnik and made him uncomfortable like LSU. And when he got blitzed against LSU, he was panicking and didn't look good. And I said, I'm wondering if Brent Key and company are going to have a similar game plan. What you're saying, Mike, is you think if you think Klubnik can beat you with passes on the outside, great, but we're coming after you. And both teams they play, Troy was up in that game, guys. Remember, everybody was tripping last week. Oh, Troy might win this game. That's what they did. And I'm saying, Georgia Tech, you've got to do the same thing and make Klubnik uncomfortable. And then, Mike, do what you do. Run the ball. Control the clock.
Now, Blake Gideon, for guys who don't know, is Tech's DC. You know him from Texas, Carl. He was the safeties coach for the Longhorns. So how aggressive is he going to be? Because I just think Klubnik – look, Dabo did not pull any punches. He basically spelled it out. After the loss to LSU in Death Valley, you know, LSU would say the other Death Valley, he said he made bad decisions. Didn't see receivers that were open. Klubnik owned it and said, I was too worried about what LSU was doing and said what we should have been doing.
You know why? They were blitzing.
Because they were bringing the heat. So I would love to see – if you're Tech, and I was just saying to Carl off the air, when's the last time the point spread was 3, 3.5? You'd have to go back to the first couple of years of Dabo or Tommy Bowden,
yep,
right, to see Georgia Tech as just a 3.5-point dog to Clemson. So I would love to see aggressiveness because if you're going to – it's a noon game. Who's going to come out sleepwalking? Can Clemson do it for the third week in a row? You know, I mean, that's the thing. I can't imagine Brent Key not having these guys, you know, ready to eat glass and just go bananas.
I agree. It is a whiteout, by the way, for Tech fans. Saw it yesterday, and Brent Key's like, wear white. So it should be a fun environment. I'm with Mike, though, on this. Should have been a night game.
Should have been ESPN game. You know, ESPN2 at the least, you know, and have that electric atmosphere with the skyline, Bank of America, the whole shebang.
Yeah. But it's still going to be great. Noon game, and then you slide right into Georgia-Tennessee on Saturday. So, you know, you're just going to be a fat rat on the cat on the couch watching all these games. And then the night games are even intriguing. We've got a lot more interesting matchups this week in the afternoon and certainly in the evening. More on college football coming up. Mike, do you think the offense underserved the skill set of Michael Penix in week one? Meaning he played – look, he threw for 300, right? 298.
Right.
But didn't it feel like he was still being held back a little?
Well, did he missed some throws in the first half. I mean, part of the three and outs, we can't say it was all about, you know, the offensive line. He did miss some throws.
Sure.
But I thought, you know, when we get back to the touchdown drive where he goes in for the score, what should have been the game-tying drive where he's got Kyle Pitts involved, I just think Zach Robinson's got to come to him and say, hey, I know you've got this chemistry with Drake. I don't know what Drake's, you know, go rate's going to be on Sunday night, even in plays. You've got to get Pitts more involved, because I thought Pitts – we can't criticize Pitts when he's open and he's doing the work. You know, it's one thing if he's loafing or he's missing routes and missing blocks, but I just thought that – I'm still not sold on Zach Robinson, okay? Everybody who comes off of the Sean McVay tree has been gold. I hope that we don't have a stump off this tree, okay? I hope that this guy develops and has some imagination and some flexibility. But right now, I'm with you. I think there were some things, some plays that were there. Why are you not getting the ball back to Bijan? Make them stop Bijan one-on-one. Make them dedicate two guys to Bijan coming out of the backfield. Something, right?
He's that dangerous. Look, he's our Christian McCaffrey, right?
And what I want totally.
What I want you to imagine is McCaffrey, not this last season or two seasons ago where he was injured. I want you to think about Christian McCaffrey at his best. What's crazy is last week, guys, McCaffrey combined had 142 yards. 70-some-odd yards receiving, 60-some-odd yards running the football. That's what we need from Bijan. At the end of the game, when you look at the stat sheet and you go, wow, okay, 150 yards total, that's who he can be. And to Mike's point, it's not just about handing him the ball or jet sweeps and trying to get him outside. 404-726-0929 is the number. It's also our text line, guys. You are more than welcome to chime in as we broadcast live up and coming at Buffalo's Cafe. When we talk about underserving his skill set, we're just saying the one thing we didn't do last week, and this is why I want Darnell Mooney back, we didn't push the ball down the field. We didn't have three or four deep throw attempts, not completions, just attempts. And one thing that Michael Penix does great is a deep ball. And so one of the things I'm looking at Sunday, Mike, is let's maximize that. Dude, you got to test these dudes. You got to go at them. And sometimes even if you don't think like Ray McCloud, okay, is that his role? No, but send him and let's at least stretch this defense. And that's the part that I think last week we hit a lot of underneath stuff. He hit some timing patterns. But the timing stuff is one thing. To let Michael Penix cook and just be Michael Penix, that's what I mean by underserved.
But here's the problem. I mean, I totally agree with you, but here's the thing. He never had more than 3 seconds to throw.
He stood in there.
And that's the thing. He had pressure on every single play. And look, if you have a healthy Darnell Mooney, healthy Drake London, right, max protection, running back in a tight end, and let those guys try to beat the coverage and let him have that one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, which he never had on Sunday. But that goes back to how good Tampa was at getting in the backfield. Elijah Wilkinson was doing the best he could. It wasn't like it was a jailbreak, but it wasn't like, Carl, that was a pristine pocket either.
No, and that's the toughness. You guys saw it. I mean, most of you realize he took some hits too. He didn't get sacked. He got sacked, right. I think, one time.
They were in his face all the time.
All day long. And when guys are in your face, usually that affects your vision, your quarterback. He was still making those throws. We'll see. Sunday is a big game for our Falcons. Sunday night where everybody gets a chance to see our guy for the first time. I mean, everybody watched that Washington game last year, but it was under the pretense that it was he was still learning and it was you were going to give him a break.
Right.
Right? And then he keeps us in the game. We lose the Washington game, but – I think most people around the country were impressed. I need Penix to play up to his capability. And if he does what he did last weekend,
give him a pocket.
We're going to be in the game.
Give him a pocket. Keep. We got what? Do we still have? I got to check the depth chart. Do we still have those four tight ends? Keep the guy with the big name and the no catches back there and help him block.
We'll see how it plays out. Coming up, by the way, we'll go around the NFL. Speaking of injuries, Brock Purdy is going to be out. If you're a fantasy football player, Purdy's your guy. That's not your guy, is it? Purdy? You don't have Purdy.
No, I would never touch Purdy. I don't believe in Purdy either.
You don't get me started. But Purdy's going to be out. We'll tell you about that. Also, more on tonight's matchup. And, you know, we just played them. And speaking of injuries, it sounds like both of those guys that missed the game on Sunday against the Bucs for us or the Bucs players are coming back. So that might be a thing down the road when we see them again. We usually split, Mike. I hope we do. But, you know, that was the other part. We wanted to take advantage of them having without Tristan Wirfs and Chris Godwin. And we couldn't do it.
Look, we talked a lot about, you know, the finish rate. It's funny. One of the guys at the bar earlier was like, who gives a crap about that? I said, hey, well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's not a finish until the quarterback's on the ground. Yes, and I know it. I'll say it again. I'll say it again. Yes, two things can be true. You can alter the quarterback's path and make him move around and force. And we did that for much of the game. But when the game was on the line, we couldn't. So I don't want to hear about it. By the way, the guy's name I couldn't remember, Tegan Quitoriano. So if you see that guy in the back, use him as a fullback. Or just not as fullback, just have him in the back. Maybe that telegraphs it's going to be a pass play. But try to get some help to protect Pitts. Or I should say Pettix, get the ball in Pitts' hands. How about Mooney, though? I mean, it was technically it's limited for both Drake and Mooney. Coach can be optimistic, but maybe those guys don't play either this week. In which case, and Casey Washington's in the concussion protocol, which means he's out.
Well, look, if that happens Sunday night, we're in trouble. I'm just telling you. Because now you've limited our quarterback in his ability to do his job at a high level.
Right.
It's not anybody's fault.
And we're out of wide receivers, and then Kadarrell Hodge has got to do the job.
Yeah, you're talking about now we're running five and six receivers out there. That's not going to get it done against this Vikings defense. All right, man, we got more to chop up here as we continue to move along. Also, more Falcons-Vikings preview. We'll find out what's on Day-Day's mind. And also, our conversation with Barbara Dooley today at 4 o'clock. Wonder what she'll have to say. Not only about last week, but also about these Vols on Saturday.
And she's in a crazy spot. Her husband coached Georgia and her son coached Tennessee.
Yeah.
Her granddaughter is dating the quarterback, as we found out a few weeks ago. And what does she think about, you know, what kind of energy you're going to get up there? Tennessee, we talked about it, the cheapest ticket, and it's already gone up. Cheapest ticket's like almost $375, and that's to be below like the L in the Vols sign all the way at the top.
Is that the norm? Is that the price up there?
I can't imagine it's that for a regular season, like against Kentucky, you know, proximity.
Sure.
People can fill it out, but I just think ticket prices, and I will go look at StubHub during the commercial break.
Because I saw that, Mike, and I was like, that can't be the norm for a Tennessee football game.
Well, I mean, the thing is, the good news is you've got volume of seats, so there's a lot to select from, but I do think people are so amped up for this game. Tennessee's looking at their chances, feeling that, you know, this could be their best opportunity in years to maybe get one over on the Dogs.
Mike Griffith is going to join us from Dog Nation later in the show as well. Can Georgia overcome a slow start? One of the things we'll talk to him about. And how does he feel about this offense? So we'll dive into Georgia as well later in the show.
According to StubHub, cheapest seats are all the way up. I got a picture of the seats. You are literally looking down at the flagpole for $350.
What?
Yeah, all the way up.
I thought every seat was a good seat in Neyland.
The best deal based on StubHub. Granted, sure, it's a wide berth.
Sure.
Is a ticket for $431. If you want to be down low, 24. Holy moly. You got tickets going for $455 in the end zone, $723 behind the Georgia bench. You got tickets down low in the upper level for $1,100 right now at Neyland.
It's crazy. That's crazy.
That's a big game.
Yeah, it is a big game.
It just means more.
It does. Yeah. But those are not the normal ticket prices, obviously. And if you're going up, enjoy the game. If you're going up again, mentioned earlier tomorrow, because when next time you hear us tomorrow, we will be in Chattanooga. We're going to be up there at Twin Peaks, right there off the exit, man. You literally can get off, Mike, have a brew, and get right back on the highway up
there.
They
love their football up at Rocky Top. I just moved ahead to the Arkansas weekend, and the tickets cheapest there are $100 less at $250.
Okay.
About a third of a markup on this one.
It's more like it, though. But you know this. They sure did. Arkansas did beat them. Big O. The deal with this, though, is these big games, just like in the NFL, ticket prices soar when certain teams come in.
Same ticket price for Georgia, same ticket price when Oklahoma is going to be there, in case you want. I just looked that up.
That is. No, I was curious. Because
that's StubHub, plus the stupid markup fee.
Oh, yeah. You get to the end, and it's like, you still owe $450.
That's the worst thing. It's like, ooh, $335 apiece. How is this now $1,400?
It's true. No, it's like they included parking,
right?
Your concessions. Oh, and the merch that you haven't bought yet.
Yeah, I mean, you wish if all that was a package deal.
Yeah. All right, man. We are live at Buffalo's Cafe. We're going to come back. We'll tell you what's going on around the league, around the NFL. Bunch of guys not practicing today. Look, Chiefs, they're not in a must win. But the Chiefs haven't been 0-2 in a very long time. And they face the Eagles. We find out a couple of guys are not practicing for the Chiefs, and so
Same boat. They got no wide receivers, right? Yeah. Hasn't that been the knock on the Chiefs? Like ever since Tariq Hill went to Miami,
it is. I mean, do you know what I saw, Mike? I don't know if it was yesterday, maybe over the weekend, after the Dolphins lost, and they were saying if the Dolphins season goes to crap, and it could, they might trade Tyreek Hill.
Why not?
Yeah. And I'm like, how much is he owed? And they were like, $10 million base.
Okay.
So as much money as they paid to him, remember, most of that was in the first three years.
Right.
He's on the back end of that contract, and I'm just like, will Tyreek Hill go back to the Chiefs?
You know what? I mean, they say
with all their issues,
they say you can never go home again, but it seems like he'd be a pretty good fit.
Yeah.
As long as Travis Kelce doesn't take him out.
Now,
that Xavier Worthy play was kind of an example of where things are in their passing game.
Now, again, that's if their season goes to crap. Right. Mike and I have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
No faith in Mike McDonald right now.
McDaniel,
excuse me. Yeah. But we'll see if they win this week. Last week was an embarrassment.
Rex on ESPN, if you didn't see it, man, just Sexy Rexy went all in on him, basically saying that this guy is a clown and has lost the respect of his team. And that's a coach who knows what it's like to lose the respect of his own team.
This is true. Mike, they're just not a tough team. They're not a tough
team.
They're
soft. Everybody who covers them says it, too.
All right, man, we're coming back. Fourth and one's on the way. By the way, this hour of Dukes and Bell, as always, guys, is brought to you by our friends by Total Body Therapy of Georgia. Book your free consultation for ED. Sign up at TBTOFGA.com. That's TBTOFGA.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.